got something coming up in the next hour you're not going to want to miss, especially the folks living in Michigan. I've got something here that crossed my desk yesterday. I've been looking into it, and it seems to be real. Seems to be real, and I'm going to read good portions of it to you in the next hour. The effect of Article 5 House Joint Resolution Y would be the forced acquisition of all energy, electric, natural gas, the distribution, transmission of any private company the state would take over. No later than 18 months after the effective date of this section, each investor-owned utility in this state shall divest its generation, distribution, and transmission systems to the state public utility. Gas lines owned by Marathon. Line 5 owned by Enbridge. Any oil wells, any natural gas wells that you own privately on your property would be commandeered by the state forcefully through eminent domain, they claim. We'll tell you more about that. I mean, it is absolutely, this is what happens. This is what happens when you have progressives, communists, basically, who think they're better suited to make every decision for you on every level. We'll dig deeper into that after the break at the top of the hour. Speaking of power, though, nearly 35,000 customers in Moore County, North Carolina, still in the dark. After an attack using firearms took out a pair of substations Sunday. The attack being investigated by federal, local, and state agencies. It was a deliberate attack, they say. Infrastructure was attacked, said the U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas. It appears to have been deliberate. Of course, he doesn't have much to do. It's not like he pays attention to the southern border. Mayorkas delivered a keynote address at the Center for Strategic and International Studies Monday, where he spoke about cyber attacks on critical infrastructure and the convergence of national security and homeland security. After giving a speech that focused on how the roles of agencies have overlapped and become blurred, he acknowledged the attack on the power grid, providing an update of the investigation. We're working with energy companies and local communities to address the situation impacting the power that reaches homes in the targeted neighborhoods. This is one where the investigators, federal and local, are working very hard, hand in glove, with the remediators, the private sector, the local communities, to bring a holistic array of tools to address the situation, to remediate it, to learn from it, to communicate to others so that we'll become more resilient and prevent the next one from occurring. Governor Roy Cooper of North Carolina, an attack like this on critical infrastructure is serious, intentional crime, and I expect state and federal authorities to thoroughly investigate and bring those responsible to justice. Yeah, if you can find them. Extensive damage was found at two substations, according to the Moore County Sheriff, Ronnie Fields. Multiple gunshots. At the time, 45,000 were without power. See, you can't just, it's one thing when power lines come down and you reconnect and you redirect. When you blow out a substation, you need parts replaced. When you blow out a substation and destroy it, you don't just walk in and throw a switch and put it back together. Totally different sort of thing. The Idaho murder is still nothing. Still nothing. Family members and social media quacks. Family members, I understand, but the keyboard warriors are going out of their way to figure out who the suspects are. Experts are cautioning the public against rushing to judgment, noting that circumstances in such a complex case are often quick to change. the Moscow, Idaho quadruple homicide has tentatively ruled out seven suspects. Most recently adding a man who appeared to briefly follow one of the victims to the list of those whom they said they do not believe were involved. The most recent development was announced just days after Christy Goncalves, the mother of victim Kaylee Goncalves, told News Nation she felt there had been a couple of individuals that were cleared fast and should not have been. She later added, "I just know there were people that definitely should have been looked at." But two experts who have been in Moscow, Idaho during the ongoing crime investigation emphasized that police could be clearing these people as suspects for many reasons. It could later re-examine the individuals for possible involvement, but right now they're clearing it. Well, what a gut-wrenching, awful case that is. Let's leave this section, though, on a high note, shall we? Justin Verlander, formerly of the Detroit Tigers, now with the New York Mets, coming off his best Major League Baseball season ever. Well, they've reached a deal with the American League Cy Young Award winner. Days after meeting with the team via Zoom, the New York Post reported Monday that Verlander agreed to a two years, $86 million deal with a third-year option. Yeah, news of the deal comes just after two-time Cy Young winner Jacob DeGrom agreed to a $185 million five-year deal with the Texas Rangers. They parted ways with the Mets after nine seasons. Well, the Mets need their man. $86 million for 2 years. Speaking of sports, don't go out on the playing field whether you're 8 or 80 without your Power Plus mouth guard. You just can't. Your Power Plus mouth guard will stop concussions before they happen. Nothing else like it on the market. Find out more at powerplusmouthguard.com. It reduces concussions to 0.26%. So says Michigan State and Wayne State. PowerPlusMouthGuard.com.
It's time to go in the huddle with Tim Stout.
It's a new day to celebrate and be free. It's a new day full of excitement because it's a new day for winning only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day only at SoaringEagleCasino.com. For just the third time in the last 16 seasons, no bowl game for Michigan State's football team after a 5-7 campaign. So what's left now for the Spartans? They don't get the 15 extra practices that bowl teams get. So that would seem to mean that coaching staff of Mel Tucker will be on the road everywhere, high and low, looking for players that can improve Michigan State leading into the home opener next fall against Central Michigan. And the transfer portal is now open for business. Several Michigan Staters are already there, including defensive tackle Jalen Hunt. He is looking elsewhere. And how many from the transfer portal will Michigan State add to its roster before the 2023 season gets underway? Plenty of questions to answer heading into the new year.